It doesn't only just impact and scar the believer's life when he sell himself for sin for such a cheap price. It brings dishonor on the name of God.
Mm.
They said, our God, in verse 23, they make a great feast to their God. They said, our God, deliver him into our hand. When we do not live a godly life, I want to tell you something. Everybody's watching you. Everybody is watching you. At school, at work, they're watching you. Because you claim and you name the name of Christ. They're watching you. What a dishonor when a believer does not walk right. And they say, is that your God? No, I have nothing to do with him. Again, I think of what John was speaking about in that little pamphlet last night. Is that the word of God that you believe? He didn't obey. No, I have nothing to do with it. How many times we have hindered people, unbelievers, from coming to Christ and brought dishonor and shame upon the name of our God. Not only scar in our life, and we became of no service. Now we are serving of the Philistines. We became of no service for God. You know, if you walk out of this conference with nothing, godliness, the fear of the Lord is important. The fear of the Lord and godliness, running away from sin, is important. It is a little pleasure for a season. Yeah, no question about it. Then what a waste. What a life. He was a boy that brought up in a home. The Lord was moving him around. The Lord wanted to make somebody out of him. And the Lord wanted to make somebody out of every one of us. You have a choice. You make your choice. You want to be this way? But you know what? This is not the only example we have. We have another young man before Samson. And I'm sure Samson heard about him. I'm sure his mother taught him about Joseph. I'm sure she told him about a man who lived a godly life. And all of us have came to conferences or went to Sunday school in the meeting. We heard these examples. Let's look at Joseph.
Great.
If I might. Let's turn now to the book of Genesis. And let's see another young man. And I tell you what, his circumstances, his household was not as pleasant as Samson. It wasn't as pleasant. He didn't have a mother and a father like Samson had. Sometimes we blame our parents or our circumstances. Joseph could have done it, he would have all the rights. It wasn't a good household at all. Look at the characteristic of a man, in spite of the circumstances around him. So it is not really the circumstances. We blame the circumstances. Samson had it all. Beautiful circumstances. Right upbringing. Joseph did not. But look at the difference. And these are examples the Lord had left for us to teach us. Look at the end. Look at the end of Samson. Breaks your heart. Look at the end of Joseph. It rejoices your heart.
Just some points from Genesis 37. Genesis 37. These are the generations of Jacob, verse 2. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren. I was thinking, and I'll bring the two together. Brother Johnny was telling us yesterday, consider the effects on your family and consider the effects on the local assembly. See, it's all affected. Now here I come in and I see a man as a young man. Before I ever read anything about the things of God with Joseph, I find the characteristics that we began the conference with. I find that he, as a lad, was a willing young man, even in his relationship with his parents. I'm not going to tell any young people here that you have parents that have never made mistakes. We've made mistakes. We who are parents make mistakes. That is not the point. The point is that Joseph was a willing child, and he obeyed those. I said in the outline, I think, he probably wasn't out here feeding the flock because it was his hobby. I think he was probably out there feeding his flock because his father had sent him out there. Mm-hmm. And Tony mentioned to us the other day that I learned willingness, subjection, and obedience in my relationship to my parents and to those at school, usually before I learn it in relation to the Lord. And if I didn't learn it at home, I'll probably have a tough time at school. If I didn't learn it at school, I'll probably have a tougher time in the world when I go to work. And I'll surely have difficulty being a willing and obedient servant of Christ. So how important these things are. Just another verse that I had in mind in verse chapter 37, verse 13. Israel said unto Joseph, do not thy brethren feed the flock in Shechem. Come, and I will send thee unto them. But wait a minute, Dad. It's not exactly what I want to do. I was doing something else, Mom. I had a plan of my own. And he said to him, here am I. What a beautiful example for us in our relationship with our parents in the home that we came from. Loving obedience. Do you know what a child is never told to do? He's never told to submit. Do you know that? A wife is told to submit because she was once in a place where she was not under the authority of another man. As a husband, she took that place willingly. Wilt thou go with this man? And Rebecca said, I will go. But a child is never told to submit. A youngster, a young person, is told to obey. John Ajami was talking a little yesterday afternoon privately with some of us, and he said, it's interesting. Why are they to obey? Ephesians 6. Because this is right. God gives no other answer at all. Children, obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. You see, God puts premiums on these things, doesn't he?